Peace, blessings, and light. You are listening to Regime Radio, and I'm your host, Basha. In this community of blossoming humans, I answer questions and make you think about your potential to make change. I empower you to stop complaining and do something about it. We are not going to agree on everything, but that's what life is all about. Learning, loving, and expression of truth. After all, true leaders take criticism and make adjustments to better rule their regime. Today's 9th episode is all about being an older sister. I just received a DM from an anonymous follower saying, I noticed that you have a little sister at Kyrogene Official, and she asked, is it difficult to be an example for her? First let me say that I don't at all represent all the older sisters in the world, but I don't feel that things are as complicated as we may think they are, as they may seem. Me being an older sister has been a blessing, it has been a trial, and it has been an eye-opener for me as a person. Like, generally speaking, I think that we overcomplicate things and we think that things have to be so difficult, but we are given these gifts, you know? Like, being an older sister is a gift, and I think that it's so overlooked. I'm so happy to be an older sister to my sister Kyra, because she's so empowering herself. Like, she empowers me to be a better human, to be a better artist, and to speak my mind. She's very much like, you know, a modern day teenager. She's 18 years old. She's an older woman now. She's not an older woman, but she's an adult, and I've watched her grow into this young woman, and I'm so proud of her. I feel like I have set an example enough to show her that it's important to be honest with yourself. It's important to, you know, get out your dreams. It's important to empower those around you, because that empowers you. And I think just her seeing me in action and her seeing how I am as a person, that has empowered her to be who she truly is. And that has, in turn, reflected on who I am. And I think that it's also a learning process, because you don't want to feel like you're this older sister and you have all of these like demands and you have to be this kind of tyrant in a sense, but you are literally an example for yourself in the sense that that's your mirror. You can see how that reflects on you. And I have had the ability to be around such an amazing human being. I think my sister doesn't see the potential in her growth, but I see it, and I see that she's very much a, you know, undiscovered talent, and she sees that now growing older. She's 18 now, and she wants to get herself in the music industry. She wants to record records, and she wants to be on YouTube, and I think that's amazing, you know. And I find it to be important that when we're setting examples, we're not hard on ourselves, because we forget that we're just human. We forget that we may make mistakes, and if someone follows that mistake and we feel like we've misguided them, that's not up to us to decide, you know. I leave it up to Allah to guide my sister, and I try not to be this like spiritual guide or this, you know, person that's judging her, because I care about, you know, what happens to her. I care about who she's hanging around, but in a sense, she's gonna make her own decisions. She's an adult, you know, and I want to be able to show her my concern by just expressing to her things that, you know, I think she should look out for. And I think that she appreciates that. And I always wanted to be able to just be a friend to my siblings and be there for them and not be this kind of like second mother in a sense. So I think being an example can be difficult in a way where you just kind of want to be a friend, and then you realize that your role is way, you know, more different, and it's not as, you know, close to being a best friend, but it's in the middle, it's right in between. So you have to be this authority figure, and you have to be the friend. So it definitely can become complicated if we make it that, but I try my best to keep it balanced, and I try my best to communicate with her as a friend as well. So, you know, as long as we are communicating, and we kind of go back and forth sometimes, because, you know, she's 18 and I'm 27, so like we have those moments where we're just like, oh, you get on my nerves, but I love her, you know, and I think that that's the main thing. So being an example is not difficult for me. It's an honor, it's a pleasure to be around such an amazing human being. So yeah, I think that, you know, it's all about what we make it. I hope this helped anyone who's an older sister or anyone who's an older sibling to take this role with pride and realize that it's a gift, it's a blessing. Thank you guys so much for listening. Peace, blessings, and light.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.